This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, apologizing Tuesday for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a proposed extradition law. Lam said the protests have shown how many Hong Kong citizens feel about the extradition bill.
People have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me.
Lam did not give in to demands that she leave office over her handling of the controversial bill. She told reporters work on the bill was over until it expires in July of next year. It would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried Tuesday, a day after his collapse, inside a Cairo courthouse. Officials said the 67-year-old had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed. Dozens of people protested in New York City's Times Square on Monday afternoon. The protesters angry about the way Morsi was treated by Egyptian authorities. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Amr Magdi says the conditions under which the former president was imprisoned may have violated international law.
We believe President Morsi isolation and ill treatment might actually amount to torture according to the UN Convention Against Torture and according to the basic principles of keeping inmates that the Egyptian government completely ignored and disregarded.
Egypt's chief prosecutor said a team of forensics experts will examine Morsi's body to determine the cause of death. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials are insisting all evidence points to Iran for a series of attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. The latest warning from top military officials comes a day after the Pentagon released photos alleging to show Iran's Revolutionary Guards removing an unexploded limpet mine from a Japanese-owned tanker last week. China's top diplomat now urging both countries against opening a Pandora's box in the Middle East. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on both countries to avoid escalating the situation in the Persian Gulf, echoing earlier statements by Chinese officials following last week's apparent attacks on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Iran has denied a U.S. accusation that it was behind the attacks, which hit Norwegian and Japanese ships off Iran's coast. Each vessel was loaded with petroleum products and one was set ablaze. China is the world's largest buyer of Iranian oil and has maintained its support for the Iran nuclear deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An official North Korean document obtained by Voice of America suggests leader Kim Jong-un does not intend to give up his regime's nuclear weapons, rather plans to be accepted as a global nuclear strategic state. That's a position that appears to contradict the Trump administration's certainty that North Korea will denuclearize. You can read more on this document at voanews.com. President Trump says Guatemala will soon sign an immigration agreement with the U.S. Trump also said the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency will begin removing those who had illegally entered the U.S. next week. Last week, the Ebola virus crossed the Democratic Republic of Congo into Uganda. Since then, the virus has not only claimed two lives, but also brought trade along the border region to a virtual halt. Halima Althumani has more from the border.
Ugandan troops posted along the border have a mandate to check for illegal ammunition, but are not prepared to face, let alone fight Ebola. Benjamin Sensasi is the World Health Organization's Health Promotions and Communications Officer.
They'll be vaccinated if we get where they are. But the only challenge we have in that is the question of follow-up, which we're trying to work on, because once you're given the vaccine, we need to follow you up for some time to ensure that everything is working okay with you, don't have any problem.
The traders along the Uganda-DRC border can only hope the measures are enough to stop Ebola's spread so life can return to business as usual. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kasese, Uganda.
Chinese officials said Tuesday the death toll from two strong earthquakes in the country's southwestern Sichuan province had risen to at least 12 people. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. Voice.